Everybody, welcome to the Awakener Podcast. It's great to be with you today. We got a great show for you. First things first, like I always say, go to theawakener.ca. That is one word, theawakener.ca. It's your best resource to basically put all the pieces together about what is happening, and it'll blow your mind. You know how much hours of work went into that website? I should just be my PhD thesis, right? And the end of this, how on earth did this guy put all these pieces together? Well, I don't know. I can't tell you that. Well, maybe we'll discuss it later on in a couple of years of how this all happened to me. Just something really weird. I just began to see things that kind of fit the pieces, and this is why I've kind of been ahead of the mark. This is why I predicted that the war with Israel was going to start basically a week before it did. This is why I'm talking about things that are going to unfold. And this show is really going to be about the handoff between Biden and Trump. Now, I want to go back in time, okay, because this is very, very key to remember. So I've always talked about how certain people have been given deals. This doesn't mean that they're going to get off. They're going to have to report, and they could possibly go to jail. We're going to see in the future, but certain people have been given deals. The first person, their deal was Hillary. Remember how I told you that my suspicion was, based on James Comey's testimony, was that Biden and Obama put child pornography on Hillary's email server. This was an investigation that they were going to hatch to the Republicans. The Republicans were basically going to investigate her while she was going to be president, and she was going to be forced or blackmailed to do what Biden and Obama wanted her to do. To follow a step-by-step, obviously not like Trump handled his presidency the first 4 years, but vastly different. Make Ukraine a NATO state, have a war with Russia, and then all of a sudden, you know, Israel goes down and the whole world goes to shit, and then like, what the hell happened? This is exactly what kind of they had planned. Now, obviously, Hillary's deal was, what did Hillary do? Well, Hillary, they really started the Russia investigation, the counter-intel. And this led to James Comey and his memos, which I told you started the Russia investigation, and Flynn the bait. Now, what happened after the FBI was cleaned out as a result of Robert Mueller's investigation? That led to number two, the Bidens. Now, go back again. Hillary, right? She signed off her deal. She sold off a bunch of stuff to the media that Trump was working with the Russians. And Biden and Obama took the bait. They created Operation Crossfire Hurricane. And then this started the whole Russian investigation to get Trump, or to get Flynn, and then to get Trump, and it backfired. This allowed the FBI then to be cleared out to investigate the Bidens, Hunter Biden. So Hillary gave them Biden. And now, if you're following, who's Biden going to give you? Biden is going to give you Obama. So we've talked about how Biden was going to get a deal. We talked about how Hunter was going to get a deal. This doesn't mean that they're not going to be prosecuted. They're still going to be prosecuted. Everyone's going to know. But the intel, or the handover of intel between Biden and Trump before this war happens, is going to be bad. And let me explain. Trump basically is acting like a peacemaker right now. He's asking, like, you know what? I don't necessarily want 100% support Israel. I don't want to support Iran. They're both kind of like making moves here, and they're just fighting and all this stuff. And a huge war is about to happen, ladies and gentlemen. And after this war happens, people are going to realize, well, I guess when this military takeover happens, that the intel that was passed on from one presidency to another presidency was bad, which means it was forged. So let me explain to you. Every single president appoints people to be head of, you know, NSA, head of DIA, head of this, head of that. And they have little intel reports that they have to make or manufacture, some of which include, okay, Iran has a satellite in space, like an EMP weapon, or North Korea has a satellite in space, an EMP weapon. Some of these are classified. People are going to not know about this. So everything is basically being played out, that the intel passed on from Biden's administration to Trump's administration is going to be bad, which is really going to bring to light what on earth was Biden doing, who was in charge of Biden's administration. And this is what we talked about. How many years ago was this, Mike? We talked about this 5 years ago. As soon as Biden got into office, I told everybody that Biden was the bait job, which means his primary objective was to act decapitated, to let certain people run certain things, let the military control the whole operation. They surveilled Barack Obama. They followed what they were all setting up. And this is why it will kind of make sense in the end. To understand this, obviously, you can listen to my previous shows. Because the more you understand about my previous shows and what is happening, the more it'll make sense for the events that are to come. But this is why I think this is where this is going, ladies and gentlemen. You know, as I told you before, martial law is going to happen under the guise of a military operation. Well, a war has to happen before martial law is declared, or this military operation. After we have a giant war, the military is going to go, well, we didn't know about this EMP weapon. How come that we didn't know about this? How come all this information was not passed on from one president to another president? And then investigations start, and who is at fault? Well, who was running this and who was running that? And people start to, it'll start to make sense to people in the end. When I first started the show, I really thought things would happen in really a quick manner. And once you kind of understand, things can't happen that quickly. It takes a while for people to be prosecuted. It takes a while for the truth to come out. But people are already talking about how Biden was incapacitated. People are already talking about how somebody else was running Biden's White House, which we told you who it is. It's Barack Obama. Only interesting times await, ladies and gentlemen. Now, if we go to the leaders, this is really another interesting one. If we go back to the leaders of obviously the European Union and Canada, Carney, what did we tell you months ago? We told you months ago when Carney got in, his main objective would be to align himself with the European Union. Why is that? Because leaders of the European Union work for George Soros. The whole conglomerate, the European Union, was created and is currently financed by George Soros, and that's their project. So they are all going to basically be caught on this operation where they were working with the Russians. They're going to be caught working with the Ukrainians, and obviously the Ukrainians were working with the Russians. This whole thing was manufactured. And everyone knows by now that Zelensky was just a manufactured puppet, and he was given direct orders on how to approach Vladimir Putin, and Russia is bad and all this and all that, which I explained to you that Zelensky's purpose was to bring the U.S. complex to a war, have a military exchange, and then other events for the war, for the collapse of the Western world, would happen shortly thereafter. So this is really interesting. The reason why they're aligning themselves, and why I told you this months ago, was because they know they're all going down. They know the truth is coming out. They know that Iran, in that facility, there are traces of U.S. uranium. After this war happens, if the regime goes down and it gets taken over, people are going to know. They're going to dig up this facility. Everyone's going to know. How on earth did it get here? Well, it came from the European Union. It came from Canada. People are going to have their minds blown. It's really going to instigate the red pilling, which I've been talking about for quite some time. Obviously, if you listen to this show, you're already totally red pilled to the max. But it'll be interesting, and it'll be great for the other people to kind of become normal, I would say, to realize, oh my goodness, this is what was really going on. And guess what? The Awakener is not so crazy, is he? Anyways, tune in for more. Go to theawakener.ca. Bye for now.